Okay, so we saw how the one that negates everything, he is the one who really speaking cannot be negated. Therefore, abhaditam satyam becomes this consciousness pure entity. Okay? Because everything else is subject to negation. Therefore, what is abhaditam is jnanam, really speaking. Even though it's a definition of satyam, abhaditam means satyam. Okay. That which cannot be negated. It becomes, by the same definition, okay, jnanam, consciousness. Of course, by extrapolation, because you have to lead it forward. Then you have the question. Abhaditam, all right. Jnanam, all right. Satyam, jnanam, okay. It's also Brahman, right? Brahman is jnanam, satyam. Brahman, satyam, we had said. And we had said Brahman by the very meaning, the meaning of the word Brahman, the big. Therefore, limitlessly big, because nothing to learn, nothing to limit it. Correct? Theek hai. Now I am faced with the question which I touched upon last time. What about the world? This thing that we call as Jagat, the universe, the world that I confront. What about that? Nobody has said that the world is a cause. But if you look at every religion, every discipline of knowledge, causation hunting is natural. See, it's very, very funny. You get up, you confront a world, you deal with it. Over, done with, no? Reality, pragmatic person. But from the time of the primitive beings onwards, hunter-gatherers, people have always sat and thought, ye duniya kahan se aaya? Very strange. How did that even thought cross? You are trying to look into it. Okay. See, a table, you saw somebody making it. No? It must have, how do the table got invented? Somebody must have used a block of wood or a rock or something to sit to keep something on. It is like the Red Indian chief telling his wife, you better make up your mind fast. It is difficult carrying all this furniture around, you know, to rearrange, and he's carrying a rock, you know. I mean, it's natural in nature. You sit on a rock, you sit on a log of wood, you put something there. So from there you said, this is unstable, so let me a little bit chop the top off so that I get a nice place to keep something. So by that evolution, you made a table. All this is understandable in the finite world because functionally valid things. Okay. The invention of the wheel is supposed to be the first major invention because you are dragging on things. And some people must have realized, supposing I keep it on a log of wood, I can roll the log of wood, I can move it easier and faster. So instead of one big log, they made smaller log. Then someone got the idea, these are round things, therefore made the wheel. Sure, it's not like someone got up one morning and said, wheel. It all came like this. Therefore, there was enough for all your, because of functional needs, all these inventions I can understand. Cause effect relationship, etc. Fine. But how did the characters? And if you look at the spread of religions all over the world, even in scientific thinking, they don't call it God, that's all, but they are trying to find out fundamental building block of the world. From where did the world start? Religion said something, science dismissed that. All right, but what are you doing? You're also trying to do the same thing, no? You find out what is behind all this. From where did that assumption come? It's very interesting when you think. Kidhar se hai? Pata nahi? Really? To postulate a Big Bang theory, okay, fundamental assumption is same. That this world has come from somewhere. Otherwise, how can you even think of a scientific theory for the source of the world? Can you see what I'm trying to say? But people have thought about it all the time. Probably, I don't know. Probably, I'm saying, okay? People thought chicken and egg. From this egg comes a chicken. From that chicken comes another egg. So, aisa kuch parampara hai. And who is the first chicken? The first chicken came from an egg which was not chicken. If you believe in evolution. Of course. What is theory of evolution? Say modification, modification, modification. A minor. And the new species emerged. So, the first chicken must have come from an egg which was not laid by a chicken. Correct? Otherwise, how can you have evolution?
But who laid that egg?
Huh? Some non-chicken laid that egg. A chicken. Non-chicken laid that egg.
Did that non-chicken come before the egg, or the egg came before the egg?
No, that non-chicken came from an egg which was laid by a previous non-chicken. Otherwise, look at it. If they did not see this cause effect in the world, why should you think of the world as cause? What is the cause of the world? So probably this thing came up, this causation hunting of the human mind came up because you noticed cause effect. Sometimes those observation of cause effect was true, sometimes it is not true. This guy lying on the beach enjoying the sun, and an eagle flew over the palm tree and the coconut fell. Then he was watching. Another eagle flew, another coconut fell. Observation. Cause effect. When the eagle flies over the coconut tree, it falls. Because he must not yet have started harvesting coconuts. Thingatum is not yet there. Thingatum in Mallu language means you climbing to harvest the coconut tree. You know, climbing up the coconut tree. Ketam, to climb up the tenga, the palm, to harvest the coconut. They are not yet, because remember, coconuts were not yet, it was not a plantation crop yet at the time when I'm talking about. So in all this, some cause effect turned out right, some cause effect is wrong. But human beings observed and started wondering, ye duniya kahan se aaya? Everyone wonders. And the theoretical physicists are the smartest of the lot. They wonder and calculate that wonderment in mathematical terms and publish their papers and get paid for it. So now they have the status in the Western world as also philosophers. Theoretical physicists are the only philosophers left in the Western world. Where are philosophers in the Western world? No, yeah. बट वर्ल्ड किधर से आया? लुक एट इट, रियली स्पीकिंग यू कुड स्टॉप एंड से इट इज नेचर ना. देर आर अ बंच ऑफ पीपल हू से दैट, बट द ह्यूमन माइंड इज नॉट सैटिस्फाइड विद सेइंग दैट. And even the person who says nature, he doesn't want to think about it, therefore he gives some reason which mind will accept. There are certain logical impossibilities in this wonderment. But a wondering mind does not look into logical possibilities or impossibility in the to wonder. You don't need that. Then to see whether your wonderment is right or not, your wondering mind, not wandering mind, the wandering mind is right or wrong, then you have to look into it logically. One premise is that the world is a created entity. Otherwise, how will you look at it as cause? Can't look about cause. How do you know world is cause? World is effect of something. What do you see is the world, no? What do you see is the world. Look at it. When you see a table, you see the form of the table and you see the wood also, correct? The cause is seen, the effect is seen, both are seen. When you see a kurta, you see the kurta, the creation, you see the cloth, the material, both are seen. When you see the world, what do you see? World. Brahma Sutra yaad hai na, second sutra. What you see is only the world. You don't see anything else. Do you see anything else? Therefore, your assumption it's an effect, it's caused, is actually an assumption. Because that it is an effect is not proved. Can you see that? See, this is how you logically look at all this wondering that you have done. All the speculations that you have done. And whether you are a physicist or a poet or a philosopher, this is common. Ye duniya banane wale kya duniya banaya? Arre koi kon aake bola duniya banana hai?
Kahe ko duniya?
Ha, ya kahe ko duniya banaya? But so many assumptions in that, no? First duniya koi banaya, then that there is a guy is there, then he has a reason for it. All that is all assumption, 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 assumption. And if the world was an effect, you and I will not recognize it as an effect. How do you recognize it? How do you know this kurta is not an effect? And it is not naturally made like this. How do you know? Supposing I have to tell you, what is that place in Coimbatore known for its textiles? Tirupur. Huh? Near Tirupur. Okay. Near Tirupur, there is Kurtapur. You get Kurtapur growing on trees. Different sizes, you take what size you want. Come on, yeah, there is a limit to your PJs, you say. You will not tell me, there is a limit to your PJs, what is this? Why? Why? Because you have seen a kurta being made, some kurta somewhere. You know there is a time the kurta was not there. You know the time when the kurta will not be there. Pragabhava, pradvamsabhava. Prior non-existence of the kurta, posterior, later non-existence of the kurta, you know. Therefore, all kurtas are effects. You know that. Same logic goes to anything else in the world. Watch, that. Remember Puja Swamiji's example. In Switzerland, there's a valley. It's called Watch Kachur. Watch is grown. Nobody will take it. Of course, nobody will dare to go and tell Swamiji, Swamiji, say, limit your PJs, okay? But the questioning, wondering mind is there. It's very interesting. Universally it is there. Whether you read poetry or philosophy or physics or biology for that matter. That wondering, questioning mind is always there. Religion, of course, they say. But I am saying non-religious thought also. This wondering mind is there. Very interesting. How universally people are looking at the cause of the world. There should be some instinctive search, no? Kuch hai ke nahi? Something which almost seems that human beings are programmed to think like that. Yeah, it almost looks like that. I'm not saying it is, but it almost looks like that. Maybe. Who knows? But okay. If, because now we are dealing with the world, okay? This world is what we have to see now. Because Brahman, which is Abhaditam and Jnanam, now is confronting the world. Because otherwise that Brahman, the bigness is compromised. Because it has to include the world. It has to include the world. Nothing. It is just some big bang. And in that explosion, in all that plasma state of matter, it became too dense, and in the denseness it exploded out. As though you are making chidai, okay? It exploded. Okay. And only thing exploded. Okay, fine. Then T1, T2, all the time and space and everything came up, you know, matter collapsed, all gases collapsed together, matter form, earth form, all that. All that formed. And then on certain planet, some life emerged, amoebic life, from the chemical soup that was there. Some life emerged in the form of bacteria, viruses, etc. Then plant life came up. Because of plant life, oxygen became a pollutant. Naturally. For growth, you need more carbon dioxide. Oxygen first came as a pollutant. It was there, but increased because of plant life. Increased enough to support non-plant life, animal life, and finally human being was born. Very good. But what about this consciousness part? Ye kya ho gaya? Consciousness simple is an evolute of matter. When matter arranges itself to form the human brain, you get consciousness. Acha. Seems a working theory. Seems a nice scientific.
It's still working on
it. Yeah, see, it seems a nice scientific theory. And they can support this by showing cellular level of evolution and things like that. All that is true. When you're studying it at a cellular structure, evolution, etc., is true. Nobody denies that. My question to the scientists is simple. Because one of the fundamental premises in science is there is no event without an observer. Fundamental premise. Remember my question that I used to ask in the class?
Yeah.
If the tree has fallen in the forest and nobody saw it, has the tree fallen? Because science presupposes there has to be an observer. So Big Bang was an event or not an event? Who was an observer? Because you are saying consciousness evolved from matter billions of years later. Billions of years later. Then who saw the Big Bang? Who observed the Big Bang to say it is an event? For the scientists to say it is an event. And there were a series of events after that before evolution of human being could come. Suns being formed was an event. Planets being formed is an event. A solar system being formed is an event. Gases coalescing to become matter is an event. Solid matter is an event. It being separated down to solid matter and liquid water, etc., are events. Appearance of life is an event. So are you saying matter produces its own observer? Are you saying that? So now there is a new discipline of knowledge called biocentrism, which is challenging this whole Big Bang thing, because where is the observer of that event? The thought is coming from science itself. That observer has to be there. Observer kidhar se aaya? If there is an observer, then that is the guy who must have set things in motion. Because by itself the Big Bang happened, no? Why should it happen? Why should an infrastructure develop? Someone did an experiment. Thanks to computer softwares being available, you can do these things. No? Because evolution based on randomization of events. Random events by accident forming things. So the experiment what was done was, took all the alphabets of the English language. Like how you play Scrabble, na? Jumble up together, pick a handful. You'll form a word. Like this, supposing like this, by random, picking up. How long will it take to form words, sentences, etc., that can form all the knowledge available in English? Because that's human thought, no? Product of human thought. So knowledge is of what is. What is the world. Okay. So they said, let us see how long it takes. It would take longer than the lifetime of this universe to develop knowledge available in one library, English library, that's all. And we are talking about the universe where most of it is yet to be discovered. How long will that take to, by random chance, how long will it take to evolve? When knowledge, look at it, there's a similarity in this experiment between the evolution of the world and just by random chance, and random chance saying, let's see how much knowledge will take place. Time, it will build up this knowledge. It has left out knowledge in other civilizations, on other languages. Just English language. Whoever thought of that experiment was intelligent guy, you know? Interesting guy. Well, look at this. Therefore, looks like that wonderment is right, yaar. Koi banane wala hai ke nahi? Because of all these problems, observer kidhar hai? There is an observer for science. Because all medical colleges studied this, no? Conscious nothing but knowledge gathering, organizing function of the brain. That's your mind and consciousness, mind equated all the time. This is a big fundamental question, no? So whether this world, universe that you see is an effect, and if there is a cause for it, that knowledge should come from the cause. It cannot come from anything else. For convenience sake, if you are calling the cause Ishvara, God, etc., for the sake of convenience, you have to give some name. No? I read a book long back. I think it was written by Marie Corelli or something, called Mighty Atom, where the child who is brought up in total scientific background calls God Mighty Atom. Okay. Why not? Some name you have to give it. Okay. If there is something like that, unless that entity it reveals itself to us, you'll never know. Because observer kon irega. That is why all religions claim to have come from God. All religions claim that. Directly or indirectly? Directly. Like how we claim God revealed himself to the rishis. Or indirectly through a prophet, son of God, etc., etc., etc. Doesn't matter. Source has to be there. Because when the rishi is talking about Ishvara, it is not his words. He is only giving word to the knowledge given to him by Ishvara. Because there is no other way. If there is God, God has to reveal himself. Otherwise we will not know. How will you know? Because remember, it's before human beings appeared on earth. Human beings are a late entry. What we call human civilization is what, 1 lakh years old? Something like that. And the universe is a few billion years old anyway. So, if there is an Ishvara, God, then Ishvara has to reveal himself to us. No way, other way. So there are a few of this. Now you have to also look at the revelation. Is someone very common? I spoke to God. Acha. How is he like that? Gives you a description. Okay. And then says, he's sitting somewhere. Gadabada. This is Gadwal. Because if God is there, he cannot be sitting in some place. Why? Place was created. Therefore, God has to be there before place is created. Yeah, next week I have to shift into my flat. Okay? Redevelopment. Okay. So right now I have to be somewhere, no? So if God needs a place, then it's a problem. Kidhar baitha, udhar tha, udhar, uska pahla ko kaun banaya? Endless will go on. You don't need any great philosopher to challenge that. A kid sitting there and painting there will challenge it. More effectively than any philosopher can challenge. Just by asking where and why. First of all. He created. Why? You're stumped. You have no reason. Kai ko banaya. Why? You're stumped. Therefore, the rishi speaking, a lot of revelations. One says what? Get it? Again, if there is a God, if, up to now, still if, okay? We are still at postulation level. If there is a God, can it be apart from Brahman? Because then you will say, God is Bhaditam. It won't become Abhaditam. Correct? Correct or not? God will become negative, negatable, like my uncle. Don't look at him. Maybe he'll go away. Negatable. Sanji, how are you saying it? That I'm bhakta, me bhakta hu. Okay. Me bhakta, yeah. Aapka ishta bhakta koi na? Ishta devata kone hai phir? Ganesh ji. Very good. Why Ganesh ji? Because Maharashtra here, no? Ganesh. When is Chaturthi, by the way? Next Tuesday. Something. Aisa kuch hai. Tuesday, Wednesday, something. Tuesday, Wednesday, Chaturthi. And this bhakta, look at how God becomes dismissible or baditam. Modak banaya Ganesh ji. And Ganesh ji prasanna ho gaya. The trunk moved suddenly. All the modak disappeared. Wow. You feel blessed or not? Which bhakta will not feel blessed here? Who will not feel blessed? And you're feeling blessed, you're so joyful about it, you have to tell people, na? And no, you don't believe, eh? Kya bluff maarte hai? Nahi dene ke modak prasad hoke nahi dene ko to bol nahi dene ke. Don't give me all these stories.
So now.
I'll come to all that. Don't worry. Oh, satsang mein poojo. This has happened. Correct, it happened. And then, next day you go crying to Ganesh, nobody is believing it. Mera laaj to rakho. Rakho laaj, mere dori, tere haath. Gata hai na aisa. aisa gaya. And again, next day itself, even this panchami, you know, but still. And now two, three neighbors are also come. Dekhta hai ya bluff marta hai kya? And one or two people came for emotional support because poor lady, she's feeling upset about it. And predictable Ganeshi zoop, took it away. Wow! Now there are witnesses to that event.
Drinking milk.
Witnesses are.
Drinking milk also.
Yeah, witnesses are. Kidna witness are. So now next day, 50 people are there in that little flat. And she's made a lot of modaks. But last 2 days, whatever was there, she kept in front of her. Aaj kya karega? Char rakhega. Baki? So many people have come, I have to give prasad, no? Arre? Pura offer karo na, Ganesh ji hai. What happened? What happened to all your bhakti and everything? He was cut down to size. Ganesh is cutting, being cut down to size now. Correct? Char de dega, okay? You're rationing it to Ganesha. Aaj prasad nahi ho to kya ho gaya? Ganesh is an action that you're seeing, that is prasad today. Aisa thodi sochta hai. Ganesh ji becomes baditam. Only four for you. Why? Baki sabko dene ka hai na prasad, okay? Ek ek modak kam se kam dene ka hai. So, char dega, baki udhar rakhe. Ganesh ji also becomes baditam, unfortunate. That is human nature. Therefore, if God is in a place, in a this, in a form like that, it's a form, negatable. It's okay to worship a form. But negatable. Mere ko aisa form achha nahi lagta. Main Ganesh ji banayega, main form aisa banayega. Correct or not? You'll go to buy Ganesh ji and you look at different forms and say, no, not that form, not this. All of Ganesh ji, feel blessed with the first thing that you saw, raise it your eyes and bring him home. Thori aisa karta. Baditam, negatable. Anyway, not to elongate it too much. The Lord says, what is that Ishara? Yato imani bhutani jayante. Yena jatani jivanti. Pretya visham vishanti iti. Tad brahma. Tapasa brahma vijignasaswa. Tapo brahmeti. Okay. That from which everything has come, that by which everything is sustained, that into which everything is resolved, know that to be Brahman. Because Ishara cannot be separate from Brahman. But baditam ho jayega. Ishara is abhaditam. You're dealing with the world now. How can that be possible? Another example. Yatha urna nabi srijate grannate cha. Like how the spider creates a web. I always wonder the question why a spider cannot go anywhere and the fly can fly all over, but the spider always gets the fly. Correct or not? It doesn't have to run after a fly.
कुने में बैठ जाता है, फ्लाई वॉक्स इनटू यथा उर्णना भी सृजते गृह्णति च. हाउ इज बोथ द क्रिएटर एंड द मटेरियल फॉर द होल क्रिएशन. इन ऑल दीज स्टेटमेंट्स और इवन डायरेक्टली सदैव सोमेदमग्रम आसीत एकमेव अद्वितीयं ब्रह्मन्. बिफोर ऑल दिस व्हाट इज देयर वाज वन ब्रह्मन अलोन. व्हाट ब्रह्मन? अबाधितम ज्ञानम सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम. सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितम गुहायाम सो अश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सह. नॉट चैंटिंग इट द स्वरा नो. देन तस्मादे तस्माद् आत्मनः आकाश संभूतः. आकाशाद वायोर वायोर अग्नि आप पृथ्वी एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा. देन पृथ्वी भी औषधय औषधि भी अन्नम. प्लांट लाइफ फ्रॉम प्लांट लाइफ फूड एंड सवायष पुरुष अन्न रसमय. अगेन बैक अंटिल इट गोज बैक अन्योंतरात्मा अन्योंतरात्मा अनदर आत्मा अनदर प्राणमय मनोमय विज्ञानमय आनंदमय है आनंदमय. देन ब्रह्मन ब्रह्मपुच्छम प्रतिष्ठम. ब्रह्मन इज द बेसिस फॉर द होल थिंग. ऑल ऑफ देम एस्टैब्लिश व्हाट एन ईश्वर. ऑल ऑफ देम एस्टैब्लिशेस एन ईश्वर हु इज आइडेंटिकल टू ब्रह्मन. हु इज बोथ ब्रह्मन इज व्हाट बोथ द मटेरियल एंड द इंटेलिजेंस बिहाइंड द होल थिंग. दिस इज व्हाट इज प्रेजेंटेड. ब्रह्मन इज बोथ द ईश्वर इज बोथ the material and the intelligence behind the whole thing. Only then the world will not stand apart from Brahman. Brahman udhar hai, jagat idhar hai. God is in heaven and there is peace on earth. If he comes down there will be problems. Sorry, he comes down only if there are problems. Too big for you and I to handle. Therefore, what? It cannot be a separate. That non-separateness is established by these verses. ठीक है बाबा तू बोला ऐसा. Fine. Now look at it. Therefore, where is Ishvara? Wherever the material, because Ishvara is material. So where is the cloth? Where the kurta is? Where is the gold? Where the ornament is? Where is the clay? Where the pot is? Otherwise, you can still conceive of God as omniscient, omnipotent. You cannot conceive Him as omnipresent. Why? Everywhere kidhar se hai. Unless the material is non-different from Him, you cannot take Him for convenience, I'm using, okay? Can be her also. It can be it also. No problems. Non-different. No? Oh, omnipresent, how can he be? Everywhere. Then everywhere you'll get funny feelings, you know? God is big brother watching kidhars. It'll become like Skynet. Watching from somewhere, no? And then you will feel very odd. Why? You are in the privacy of your home with your wife. God is watching here. Feel embarrassed. Why? Because this is considered sinful activity. All nonsense, okay? All nonsense. Yeah. You got big brother watching, no? Yeah. Problem? That's how you will take this omnipresent business. But in all these ways, you are saying in all these statements, why cannot Brahman be a material that has evolved out of all this? Because there is nothing, no statement here to show otherwise. Jato vimani bhutani jayante. Could have been material. Sadeva Saumyadamukram Asit Ekameva Adhutiyam Brahmano. Before all this, what was there as Brahman? Then Brahman became the world. Abhi kya hai? World hai.
या यथा वर्णना भी ठीक है, एग्जाम्पल है, बट देर इज नो क्लियर कट स्टेटमेंट ऑफ एन इंटेलिजेंस एंटिटी. वो भी है स्व अकामयत बहुस्याम प्रजायेय, ही थॉट लेट मी बिकम मेनी वन बट इंसान लेट मी बिकम मेनी लेट मी मैनिफेस्ट माई सेल्फ. वाई टेल मी वाई नॉट, why not? In the fullness of his being he manifested himself. Why not? Like in the fullness of your being, when you are you become a bathroom singer. You drop the roles, you drop the robes. Then under the nice shower, a song bursts from your lips. Kiske liye gaata hai? To entertain somebody. If you thought somebody is listening, you'll stop. Correct? Fullness. So kamaya. So Aikshata, he saw and then he manifested into the whole thing. So all these statements show what? Conscious entity. Consciousness. Intelligent being. That's why Ishvara is the material and the intelligence behind the whole thing. Okay? So now you are talking about Ishvara or you are talking about Brahman?
You say.
Huh? Kuch farak hai? Remember, we are talking about the same Abhaditam Satyam. That everything has come from Abhaditam Satyam we are talking about. Because it is Jnanam also, no? Jnanam means conscious principle, entity. Satyam Jnanam Anandam Brahma. That same Brahman is Tasmad. Akasha Sambhuta is a manifestation of this creation. The whole creation complete now. Manifestation. From which? From that Brahman. Then why are you calling him Ishvara? Standpoint, so that you will understand. From what standpoint I am talking? I am talking about Brahman from the standpoint of the world. Isn't it? Other words are also there. Jagat Karnam Brahma. Brahman as Karnam for the world. Or Saguna Brahman. They are words. The word Ishvara is good. Because it brings in which some later, some other time we will see, all the functioning entities, functionally valid things, Ishvara will bring in. Yeah. Ishana, the order that is there, all that thing will come in. The overlordship, all that will come in the word Ishvara. Because it is not random creation. You see there is an order that can be studied on the basis of physics, on the basis of chemistry, on the basis of biology, on the basis of psychology, physiology, it can all be studied. So this is not a random creation, it's an intelligent creation. They're showing an order there. That's why their Ishana, that ruling, overlordship, means showing the order that this is functionally valid. The study is cause effect study. All this intelligence study shows there is intelligence in the effect. There is intelligence in the cause manifesting in the effect. There is a huge amount of intelligence in the effect. What do you see? One of the examples taken from the Chandogya Upanishad again. Same. Sadaiva Saumya. You see, look at the seed of the tree. If you open the tree, do you see the seed? Do you see? If you open the seed, do you see the tree there? No way. Put that seed. Let rain, water, etc. take care of it. A huge banyan tree emerges from that. But in that little seed, the whole genetic code of the tree is there. No? After 10 years, secondary roots will start coming down. It's not only genetic coding, programming, everything is there in this. After 10 years, secondary roots will come. In 50 years, alternate trunks will be created. In 100 years, you won't know which is alternate trunk and which is the main trunk. It'll go in all these directions, subject to sunlight and air and water. The roots will go so many things deep. 300 years lifetime of the tree minimum, programmed into what? Into a seed that's just above being microscopic, mustard seed size. Intelligence or not? Is it solidified intelligence? Does the matter of that seed stores this genetic code, or is it the genetic code? Is it that intelligence solidified as that matter? In science, you talk about collapsing things. No? Is the intelligence collapsed as that matter? You get a seed because there is no place for coding. So much of information. Not only information. It is like that coding, genetic coding is like software in a computer. Just imagine you plug in the software and keep it. After some time, you find a whole computer there. That's exactly what's happening to the tree, no? You put the coding in, went away. Bulga. Hey, you go. If you have gone, if those of you have gone to that Coimbatore ashram, it's a huge banyan tree there. That was planted after the course started, 19. It was planted. Okay. And now it's a huge tree. Planted and forgotten. Nobody watered it and everything. Rain took care of all that. Some trees were nurtured. This was left like that. You left it there, the whole tree came up. Just imagine if you could have this. You take a software program and plug it in, it invents a computer itself. It develops the whole computer. Prices will crash. Or prices of software will go up. Both possibilities. Develop an app for that. You have a young man here. Just imagine if you had an app like that. What a, you know, anyone who makes that is multi-billionaire immediately. This is it, no? Many of you are mothers. Do you have any clue of what's happening in the womb when you're creating a child? You have no clue. Again, two-celled. And the two cells, again, invents a baby, develops a baby. Genetic coding. This height, this weight, tendency to put on weight, genetically coded. Abhi kya karo? Janam se hai, I'll be stalking. Janam se hai. What to do? Battle of the bulge all your life. What to do? Then 40 chances of diabetic. Why? Father was diabetic. Chances, hai. Chances. Why? Remember, it is never in absolutes. Nature doesn't talk of absolutes. Chances, good. And diabetes at 40, 60 first heart attack. All programmed. Possibilities, potentials programmed. Remember, the future is always a potential. You have to collapse it or negate it. All programmed. 80 winding down will start. Complete. By 84, Ram Naam Satya hai. Ye jo hai, asatya hai. Intelligence at work, no? It's an order there, Ishara. How you relate to that order is bhakti. recognition itself. And if this is a thing, scenario, then the Jagat will become Mithya. Will be Mithya, not become Kyal. If Ishvara is the source of the creation, Jagat is Mithya. There can be no other way. Brahma Satyam? Jagan Mithya, he said, na? There is no other way but the world being Mithya. How? Thoda soch lo. Kal dekhega detail mein. Abhi thoda soch lo. Soch lo. Which world I am talking about? The functionally valid world. The world of the sun and the moon and the stars and the trees and those world. Not your imaginations. That is Mithya, that's very clear. But this world. Remember I said, how will you deal with the world? Abhaditam Satyam. This non-existent. Remember this? My horn, non-existent. What about my head? What about this? In chakras, one is this Jagan Mithya. If Ishvara is the one who has manifested Jagat, Jagat has to be Mithya, there cannot be any other. Break ke baad, okay? Tomorrow morning. You'll see how the, because of Ishvara the Jagat becomes Mithya. If Brahman is Satyam, Jagat has to be Mithya.